K-State Nation. The Borough Project Podcast Daily. Hitting the airwaves again here on the final weekend of January. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Daily Podcast of the Borough Project Podcast. All about the latest around Kansas State Athletics. Of course, yes. Of course, on this episode here, we'll get right on into it right now. Obviously, later on today, K-State men's team taking on the Ole Miss Rebels, part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge they do every year. And, of course, K-State coming off of two losses in a row. And, of course, last Saturday, K-State had the opportunity to knock off their hated rivals from Lawrence. They didn't do that. Obviously, that was well covered on the newest episode of the Borough Project Weekly, episode 84, which just came out last night. So please, if you are a listener of this podcast or you're new to the podcast, welcome on board. Obviously, tune in wherever you get your podcast on that. I'm not going to dive on into that, obviously, because that's all of it's right there for you guys. So definitely check that out as well, wherever you get your podcast. My co-host Alex said in that weekly episode, yeah, you got to get this game today. Obviously, a big loss came Tuesday night. Sutton Miguel hurt, injured his ankle, and it looks like he's going to be out. Either way, looks like he's going to be out for quite some time. You got to have guys that have to have guys that need to step up in this game. Really for the next several weeks anyways. So we'll see what happens. I mean, we don't even know. I've kind of said the sparkling in spurts this week. You don't know what K-State men's team you're going to get. So you have to lean on that backcourt, that triple threat. Mark Smith, Marquise Noel, and Nigel Pack. You're going to have to rely on those guys to get the job done there as well. You know, the last time they played Ole Miss, I wanted to say, when I was attending K-State, the last time, that was the last time I believe K-State beat Ole Miss at home. That was with that crazy Marshall kid there, I believe. That was one of the better games of the season. That came with Wesley Wundu, Thomas Gibson, Marcus Foster. I do remember that. Yeah, Marshall Henderson, that's right. Yep, uh-huh. I believe that was the last time they played Ole Miss. I'm pretty sure that's the last time they played them, back in 2012, maybe, possibly. Somewhere in there, maybe. That's probably my... Somewhere along those lines as well. So, yeah, I mean, you're going on the road to face a team. let's face it, that they are at 500, 10-10, 2-6 in the SEC. So they're going to be doing that at 3 Central Time, a little bit after tip-off after 3 Central Time as well. Yeah, 2013. In 2016, yeah, the 2013. See, I knew it was something. Yeah, so, but last time I called that game in Bramlage, that was a wild second half. I do remember that, and the topsy-turving shot late. I believe Marcus Foster hit the late shot there to seal the deal on Ole Miss right there. So, but K-State, excuse me, almost the identical record with Ole Miss, except they have one loss better than Ole Miss has, 10-9, 2-6 in the Big 12. This is not a, and I don't know why they have Sutton Miguel in here. So they're going to have to rely heavily, like I said, on Smith, Pack, Noel. You're going to have to get something out of Ishmael Should, something out of that front court. The inconsistency baffles me. Every year, we talk about we need dominant big men. Well, you know, we hope that Davion want to take that next step forward. I mean, there's still enough time
for him to turn his season around, but it's just too much inconsistency up front. You know, Isiagu, he gives his effort day in, night out. But yeah, they're gonna have to. This is a must win here. I mean, you lose this, and you might be the laughing stock when it comes to when you put all the wins wins losses together. When you're talking about this challenge, so obviously the conference with the most wins, and I think last year, I can't remember who won the most last year. These games always get interesting. Enough right there. So K-State gonna have hand in their business here this afternoon. Well, not here, but down in Mississippi later this afternoon. They'll be taking on Ole Miss. Meanwhile, here in Manhattan, Kansas, in the nightcap, you have the ladies taking on TCU. again, reverse back to what I said in the latest weekly podcast, right? Take care of teams that you're supposed to beat. So, K-State sit checking at 15-5 tonight, looking to take care of the business at home, coming off of a double-digit loss against Texas there. And, excuse me, I'm still getting over this high fever that I suffered late Monday night through Wednesday. Yeah, so still getting over that, but other than that, I feel fine. My voice, trying to save my voice for later on. But big news coming out of the track and field program. Obviously, this is day two of the small meet down the multi-meets for the K-State track and field team. Huge news coming out of there. Let's see. So Kavion Carr, the freshman, he jumped to a new personal best. He won the men's long jump yesterday with a 24.975, and yeah, he made his way past his teammate yesterday there. So Kavion Carr doing his thing. Congratulations to him on that as well. They have 23 participants when it comes to the women's long jump there. Let's see down here. Tashia Price placed second in the women's long jump. I think this is 23 out of 23 participants in the long jump talking about. Tashia Price, 21.550. There, and then close behind Tashia Price was Ruri Njodo with a 23.75. And then the women's weight throw yesterday, Emma Robbins led the Wildcats in third place with a mark of 67.11.5 there. Robbins, I did not know she transferred from LSU right there. So that's good get for obviously one of the best better coaches in the nation, talking about Cliff Rivetto. Yeah, that's huge get. I did not realize that. I mentioned her on last weekend's edition of the podcast when we talked about one of the girls that did well in one of the smaller meets last weekend. Jasmine Greer, sophomore, had a 61.25. Emily Furr came in seventh with a 59.975 there as well. And I'm going to shift gears to the 60-meter hurdle finals. That's where you find Victoria Cena Batista Alves, who finished seventh with a time of 8.46. Alves advanced to the finals after posting a time of 8.49 in the first round and then 8.3 in the semifinal round there. And then moving over to the 400 meters, O'Shea Johnson, 55.37 there. She placed 8th yesterday there. Laton Stevenson closed out the event in 29th with a time of only 58.82 there as well. And obviously on the men's side, Kyle Gale, the sophomore there for K-State, came in 2nd, led the Cats in that category there with a 46.6. Junior Tim Lambert Jr. came in 32nd overall with a time of 49.9 as well. And in another hour, action will resume for the Texas Tech Open. So we'll have more results on day 2 on tomorrow's edition of the Daily, as well as one of the recaps from the basketball games as well. So congratulations again to Kavion Kerr, your men's launch up winner of the Texas Tech Open down there. So good job by Kavion right there as well. Jam-packed sports day for K-State, all over the place today for K-State. Men's basketball at Ole Miss. Got later on the nightcap, you have the women's basketball team hosting TCU. And then here in a little while, this podcast will go up around lunchtime, like it usually does. So it'll go up before the basketball games, and then probably in the middle of the meet there, day 2 of the Texas Tech Open there. Kavion Kerr showing out, along with, once again, Emma Robbins of The Rate Throw, the Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. Spotify, Apple, Audio Boom, Amazon, and more. The Pro Project Podcast here, January 29th, 2022. That's going to do it for me for the time being. Eddie Greer, go Cats. This has been the Purple Project Podcast.